Marcos, and we are in the right place at the right time.
Well, that's really good news.
That's good. That's good to know. Now, I do understand that you understand that this is in Spanish and in English, yes?
Yes.
But you don't speak Spanish.
Sadly not, no. French and German, but no, I don't.
No, it's quite okay. It's quite okay. So now we're going to be talking about dry needling, the non-opioid answer for your chronic pain. Wow, what a beautiful concept. Y damas y caballeros, quiero que sepan que el día de hoy estaremos hablando sobre lo que se llama dry needling. Wow, needling, ¿qué querrá decir? Abujamiento, porque se trata de agujas, y seco, dry needling. Y este, damas y caballeros, se supone ser, ¿verdad?, la respuesta sin opioides a dolores crónicos. So tell us a little bit about it and welcome Nikki Snazel. And I hope I'm pronouncing your name properly.
It's fine. It's pronounced in so many different ways. It's great.
I like that. Tell us a little bit about it and why this is so important for our audience to listen to. What is dry needling and how does it work? ¿Cómo trabaja esto de dry needling y cómo trabaja?
Marcus, it's a wonderful secret for people in chronic pain. It differs from acupuncture in that it's the tiniest microsurgical tool you can have, the needle. That's why we use it. I don't know if you want to translate that before I go on or...
Yes, you are being very conscious and I really appreciate that. Y damas y caballeros, le pregunto que qué es eso. Me dice que es acercado precisamente a lo que es acupuntura, pero que estas agujas son aún mucho más pequeñas. Go ahead, please.
So with traditional acupuncture, it's Eastern medicine, and they use lines of energy. It's their special medicine.
Y obviamente, cuando estamos hablando de acupuntura, estamos hablando de líneas de energía. Go ahead, please.
So we stole the needle because it's so clever, because it's tiny, but we use it in a Western microsurgical way to find tiny muscle contractures that tell us that the nerve under the needle is shouting out pain.
Y obviamente estas son las agujas son tan pequeñitas que están utilizando otro sistema y esto es lo que se llama microsurgical, o sea que micro cirugía, pudiéramos decirlo de esa manera, porque abajo de todo están los músculos que están llorando con dolor, así lo describe ella. Go ahead, please.
So it's just like fishing, that when you successfully diagnose where the problem is, just like fishing, you put the needle in and it grabs like a bite.
Y entonces dice ella que es más o menos así como si ustedes se pueden imaginar como que están pescando y cuando meten las agujas y aparentemente algo muerde. Now, what is it that bites?
It's a muscle. When you have a muscle contracture, The muscle itself gets into a big spasm, so it grabs the needle. And if you move the needle, a bit like an expert fisherman, if you move the needle around, the muscle releases and takes the pressure off the nerve that's being compressed within.
Y está hablando ella
switches off the pain.
Está hablando ella sobre los músculos, ¿verdad? Que están llorando de dolor y que tienen contracciones. Entonces, cuando metes la agujita, el músculo, el poro del músculo, como que muerde la agujita. And once the needle is bitten by this muscle contraction, what happens? Oh, and then you stimulate it, you move it around. Y después de que muerde ese músculo, ese poro del músculo, el experto o la experta en needling puede mover la agujita. And what does that do? How does that relax the pain?
By actually moving the needle, it actually gives the motor plate, the nerve ending within the muscle, such a shock that the muscle releases, and as it releases, it also increases the blood supply and the oxygen and a lot of the body's own pharmaceutical drugs to the area. Because I used to inject drugs into the area, and now dry needling has proven to be the key part of it. It's not so much the drug, but the needle that's the magic.
Ah, y obviamente, damas y caballeros, estas agujitas, ¿verdad? Inmediatamente, como que le meten a un shock al nervio que está en dolor, y eso envía naturalmente las soluciones que uno tiene en su propio cuerpo los envía a esa parte para calmar el dolor. Ella dice que en lugar de inyectar drogas, ¿verdad? Están utilizando estas needles, estas agujas, precisamente para quitar el dolor naturalmente. De una manera u otra, cuando insertan esta aguja en particular, ¿verdad? Le da un shock al músculo, y esto atrae, como dije anteriormente, las soluciones que nosotros producimos naturalmente que le quitan el dolor. Wow, that is amazing. The story that you have given us today is fantastic. Now, let's move into what about the use of dry needling? Is it growing and what is causing the interest? Que le pregunto ahora que si está creciendo este uso de estas agujitas y qué es lo que está causando el interés, please.
I believe it's the growth of the power of social media that patients are asking for it. They're saying, do you know what? These opiates are not doing anything. I'm frightened of being addicted to them, but I went to see this physical therapist or this doctor, and I've lost my pain. I want that treatment for my family. So it's driven by the patients.
Y obviamente le pregunto eso, me dice ella que francamente son los medios sociales los que están movilizando este nuevo tratamiento porque la gente tiene miedo de meterse en los opioides, porque obviamente uno se vuelve adicto a dichas sustancias y entonces la gente está diciendo, yo tengo miedo a eso y la gente está yendo a terapistas de esta clase y obviamente están diciendo, yo prefiero deshacerme de mi dolor de esa manera. Are there any dangers involved in dry needling? Le pregunto que si hay peligros en esto de, digamos, abujamiento seco, por decirlo de una manera.
The number one thing I'd say to your audience is make sure the person that's doing it has done a very lengthy training and they've treated lots of patients. Because there are people out there that haven't. So that's the number one thing. And the second thing is, yes, if you didn't have the correct training, you could put it in someone's lung and collapse the lung. Yes, there are, but in the right hands, it's so much safer than opiates.
Y obviamente, ¿verdad? Me dice que sí hay peligro porque hay ciertos elementos, ciertas personas que están utilizando este método que no han tenido la experiencia ni el entrenamiento necesario para poderlo hacer. Pero en las manos de un experto, esto no es para nada peligroso y es muchísimo me menos peligroso que los opioides. What are some other alternatives for treating chronic pain? Y le pregunto que si hay otras alternativas para tratar precisamente estos dolores crónicos.
Well, the most important way I start is I've written a series of books, and I call it the four keys, that there are four main areas that you need to keep healthy in to avoid chronic pain, and that is, do you want to say that first?
Hay
And then I'll go
cuatro,
into it.
ella ha escrito cuatro, ha escrito libros en los cuales dice que tiene cuatro llaves principales en los libros, ella explica para mantener el dolor crónico fuera de tu vida. Go ahead, please.
So the number one of the four keys, the first key is to have a very purposeful life and a very a good mindset, perhaps to do disciplines like meditation.
Primeramente, uno tiene que tener un propósito, una vida con muchísimo propósito y abrirse la mente lo más abierto posible para poder hacer meditación. Go ahead, please. El primero.
Second one is to be fit. To keep a certain amount of exercise up, then that's very important to be active. That's the second key.
La segunda llave es mantenerse físicamente activo, hacer ejercicio, mantenerse activo físicamente es la segunda. What's the third?
Third one is your nutrition and the amount of hydration. If your cells are full of the right amount of water, they'll feel less pain, and you can have a lot of healthy, natural plant food that again kills pain.
Y
That's the third key.
obviamente el tercero, damas y caballeros, es la nutrición. Usted tiene que comer apropiadamente, pues, ¿verdad? Lo que cu su cuerpo le pide y no andar comiendo tanta comida chatarra. Y también la hidratación, nos dice la señorita, señora, la doctora, que tomando muchísima agua, eso le da menos consecuencia, o sea que va a tener menos posibilidades de que las células tengan dolores. And the fourth one.
Fourth one is lifestyle and a stressful lifestyle. if you find that your life is stressful, really talk to someone about it and understand that if you're stressed up and you go and have a blood test, your white cells are the army for you that kills disease and helps with pain. If you're stressed up, then your white cell count is low. So it's finding measures to reduce the stress in your life.
Y obviamente el cuarto, damas y caballeros, es no estar estresado. Si usted tiene una vida mucho, muy estresada, entonces el conteo de las células blancas en su sangre va a ser muy bajo y va a irle mucho, muy mal. Wow, is there anything else that you would like to talk to us about today, Nikki Snazel? And how else do they pronounce it? Snazel?
Snazel, anything, Snazel. It's fine. I have no idea.
I don't care how you call it. Just
call me. How many minutes we got left?
Go ahead. Anything else that you want to tell us now? Can we find you somewhere in particular? Do you want to talk about your books? Because the time is running out on my side.
I thought it would be because I'm watching the clock. Okay, people can find me if they Google my name, Snazell. They can find me that way. My clinic that I've just rushed away from is painreliefclinic.co.uk. There's a whole lot of information on that the patients can have for free.
Uh-huh. Pain Relief Clinic. What else?
.co.uk.
See,
for England.
Okay. You're out there in England, are you?
I am in England, yeah.
You want to talk about what's going on over there or no?
Well, in England, yes, we've got the battle with therapists and doctors only being allowed to spend a few minutes with patients. So our battle really is to get wellness into everybody's houses.
I like that.
So that
very
we
much.
Don't rely on opiates and surgery, that we look after each other.
Next time I go in that area, I'm going to look you up and I'm going to go visit you. I think it's a fantastic thing that you've talked to us about today. And I'm glad you are spreading the good word. And I've always been a tremendous fan of various ways of curing the body by understanding it better. And you gave those four keys are very important, obviously, for everybody. And I really do appreciate this conversation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcus. And I shall get out my Spanish book and I shall study some now.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
And you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Adiós. Y damas y caballeros, esta dama, ¿verdad? Nos salió, no sé de dónde, pero nos vino a traer información muy importante. Nikki Snazel. La puede buscar, por favor, a Nikki Snazel. Y la va a encontrar en donde, pues, usted, bueno, ya nos dio bastante educación la señora. Tiene una clínica, pero le puede hacer Google a la señora Nikki, N-I-C-K-Y, Snazel, S-N-A-Z-E-L-L.